From Barr State University and Indiana Public Radio, this is The Scene, where we showcase live music from right here in the Hoosier State and beam it straight to you. I'm your host, Daniel Gimiolo. This week, we are going to showcase two electronic acts who played at Muncie's Village Green Records as part of the 2017 Back to School show. First up, we have Fort Wayne's Medievari, and to follow, we will have Indy's Coke Bottle Glasses. Stick around as you listen to Medievari. Support for The Scene comes from Greek's Pizzeria, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Greek's Pizza is proud to support Ball State Student Engagement at IPR, 1600 West University Avenue in the Ball State Village. Find out more at greekspizzeria.com. First up on today's show, we have Fort Wayne's Medievari. He is an electronic artist at the intersection of nostalgic electronics, ambient soundscapes, and off-kilter pop music. He describes his musical dream as hoping to play out like a midnight joyride in one of those semi-functional Ferrari look-alike stunt cars from Miami Vice. Tangerine Dream's Edgar Ferrozzi at the wheel, David Lynch rummaging the glove compartment for matches, and Phil Collins bound in the trunk. To find out more about Medievari, check out Medievari.com and his Bandcamp, which is located at the hyperlink digital.medievari.com. Hope you enjoy the upcoming nostalgia kick.
Thank you.
are now listening to Medivari. To find out more about Medivari, check out medivari.com and his Bandcamp at the hyperlink digital.medivari.com.
Hey, thanks so much again for sticking around. I'm going to play some newer stuff. So I have a record coming out this November on a label in Austin called Mondo, which I'm really excited about. They just sent with people that are so much cooler than me, which is not hard to do, but feels really humbling to be working with them. So can't wait. Here's some new stuff. This is a Lindsey Buckingham cover.
You are now listening to Medivari.
Oh, We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you again. I may be out of time. I lost track of when I started. One more? Is that a wrap? One more? Oh yeah, maybe a three. So I really love Twin Peaks. And I really love The Return. I know it's wild, but I'm into it. I'm into Dougie Jones. But before Dougie Jones, I wrote a song called Oh Diane about my love for Twin Peaks. Actually, are you guys watching The Return?
Yeah!
Okay, so you know Nido, who's like locked in the sheriff's station right now? Nido backwards is Oh Diane. I think she might be Diane, trapped inside Nido. Not even joking. Let's watch Sunday, we'll see. All right, this is my last song. This is called Metavari. I've got vinyl and cassette. That last song was a cassette. I've got the last six cassettes of it or something like that. It's all Pay What You Want. Give me nickels and dimes and I'll give you whatever you want from me. Even the t-shirts that are sitting up there that kept this stuff.
You can swipe credit cards and turn it into cash and gift you as well.
You hear that? The future. We're living in it, inside of it. Thank you. Thank you for sticking around. This music is called Metavari. Thank you. And of course, stick around for Hen. Take us home properly. Thank you.
You just heard Medivari. Once again, to find more, check out medivari.com and his Bandcamp, which is located at the hyperlink digital.medivari.com. We'll be right back with the music of Coke Bottle Glasses. Next up on today's show, we have Coke Bottle Glasses, an experimental electronic artist from Indianapolis. Not much is known about this musical artist, except for when you listen to his pieces, they are both mysterious and yet entertaining at the same time. Besides being a musician, he is a graphic artist and creates all of the visuals that are played at his shows. I bet if you ask, he could make you some visuals for your own use. To find out more about this artist, check out Coke Bottle Glasses, that's one word, on Bandcamp. Hope you enjoy the mystique of his upcoming set.
politicians or companies that seek to control what each of us may watch are far greater danger to America and our treasured freedom than any of our guests ever could or will be. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
You just heard Coke Bottle Glasses. To find out more about the artist, check out Coke Bottle Glasses. That's one word on Bandcamp. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Trevor Matthews, Isaac Andrews, and Kyle Mears are the show's producers/engineers. Stuart Elmore is our booking and communications coordinator. Daron Jackson, Sean Erickson, Jacob Harding, and I are the immersive learning student interns. This episode was produced by me, and I also mixed Metavari. Coke Bottle Glasses set was mixed by him as part of the performance, and all I did was give a bass boost to simulate the onstage subwoofer. If you liked the show and want to find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous episodes. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at The Scene on IPR. Don't forget, we're on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Give The Scene Indiana Public Radio a search and add us to your favorite podcasting app. Special thanks to the venues. Join us again next week to hear more about great music you never knew about. We'll be right back.